your friends are quickly disappearing.
It's true.
Just hear your response reaction.
It's fucking true, you have no friends.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 165. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic Syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my friend and co-host.
I'm the Beaner, dude.
What up, G? What's good? What's going on?
You like the fucking France fucking table we're sitting
yes,
at?
Yes, it feels very romantic.
Very romantic.
High chairs. I haven't been in a high chair. Well, every chair is high for me, I guess. I'm short, so.
Less room. Less room, and I really didn't have a choice in this, but we got it.
It's comfortable. It's cozier.
It is cozier, but
I like the other table.
I do.
I kind of miss it already, but it's cool. It is romantic. So when you guys have dinner, at least you guys have a romantic dinner, right?
Yeah, but we gotta have like one plate and like one drink and like another table on the side.
True. So you're in essence gonna take up more space, probably.
Yeah. So I mean, it's nice. We got it from another place, so it's free. But
hey, that
she
works,
wanted man. It. We got it.
Hey, that's
happy wife, happy life.
There you go, man. Well, how was your weekend? What'd you do? Anything exciting?
I had to volunteer Saturday night for a volunteer dinner for the church. And
cool. How did that go?
I didn't want to go because it was big fights. We got out at 6:30.
Big fights at a church.
No, UFC fights.
Oh, my bad.
So,
oh, fuck me. I was working. I miss all the fights.
I was like, fuck, man. I want to get out of this. I don't give a shit what Father says. You know, fuck this, you know? You know, I don't get paid for this shit.
What time was the volunteer start? What time did it end?
It was supposed to be 4 to 7, but okay. We bounced out. We got everything done. We got all the tables done, spaghetti. They were bringing spaghetti, and I had other workers there, and they helped out. Teachers, but teachers get paid salary, so they get paid pretty much no matter what because they're on salary.
Yeah,
and I'm on hourly, so it's like in my face.
Oh wow,
it's
nice.
All over me, dude. It's just like so. Me and Margo went there. We have set up all the tables, the chairs,
okay,
tablecloths, and it's just like fuck.
Well, did you catch the fights then?
Yeah, so we got home. We got some Wingstop.
Good.
Do you have any Wingstop?
I have not had it in a while, but it's good. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
So we got I caught the 7 o'clock to 11. It was a long
one. One of my friends told me the one of the fights that ended in a draw was fucking interesting.
Yeah, the guy fucked up.
Yeah,
the announcer.
You're right.
Butler.
That never fucking happens though.
Butler's like, we got a.
The winner is blah blah blah.
The winner
blah. Oh wait a second, you read that wrong. Oh
yeah.
Fuck, I'm sorry. That's weird. That's never happened before.
It was supposed to be a draw because it's the majority.
Yeah.
So two people called it a draw, and one called it that
the other
Woodley won.
Oh, there you go.
So he said Woodley wins, and it's like
heartbreak.
Yeah, dude, it's like fucked up because
that is fucked up.
Rogan thought, wait. Hold on, and then they kind of like drag him over, and he's fucking sad face because he fought a shitty fight.
Okay,
he should have lost.
Woodley
should have.
Okay.
He knew.
Who did he fight?
He fought Wonder Boy Thompson.
There you go.
Great,
yeah.
Great fucking fight. Great fight of the night, and you can when you win.
Worth a draw though, right?
No.
Oh, you said Woodley.
Thompson should have won.
Okay, okay.
And he knew it. You just won. You just defended your title.
Yeah.
You're not fucking sad face.
yeah.
Like, you know, pissed off at yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
He lost that fucking fight.
Wow, okay.
He got two rounds. Thompson got three.
Oh, okay.
And it was a great fight, man.
Was it debatable at all, though?
It was.
Could you see how it could have got scored slightly? Like
the last round.
Sometimes
I think Thompson left off the gas on
okay.
the fifth round.
Okay.
He shouldn't have done
no,
that.
No, I agree.
Because Homeboy burned out his arms. He had Thompson in a guillotine for 45
oh,
seconds.
Oh, that's a long time, dude.
Like,
that's your whole body. Yeah, pressure,
and Thompson's
dude.
Thompson's like, squeezes his head out and starts pounding
wow.
him at the end of that round.
Okay.
And I'm like, he's burned out. He's
yeah.
like, there's no way.
Yeah. How was the... Okay, so fight of the night on that one.
That was
fight. I missed a good fight. Yeah, she told me to look that one up. Alvarez and McGregor.
Oh, man. He's a real deal, bro.
He's a stud. Beast, straight up.
And I was surprised with my buddy Val. He he admitted to it because he talked shit on Tucker McGregor. Fuck this guy. He's a,
yeah.
He's going to fucking lose. And he just fucking... the way he hits, it's accuracy.
Yeah.
And he knocked him on his ass for like 3 times in the first round.
Wow, okay.
And the second round, they touched gloves. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, like
landed. Straight up combo. Straight up,
boom, boom, boom.
Wow, okay.
Goes down. And then
McGregor
just finishes him.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 belts. It was funny because he's all like, where's my belt? I already have this fucking belt. Where's my other belt?
Nice.
He won 2 belts.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Where the fuck is my other belt?
2 different weight classes, right?
Yeah, 155 and 45.
Yeah.
So the girls fought too.
How was that, dude?
It was a good fight.
Okay.
She was in trouble. That's the first time I've seen the champion. I can't even pronounce her last name.
Yeah.
The girl she fought took damage. Like, the first 3 rounds, kick in the leg. I'm like, man, her leg's going to be fucked up. No, dude. Terminator.
Wow.
And then, like, in the 4th round, she caught, the opponent caught the champion.
Okay.
Right square. I think it broke her nose.
Oh, wow.
Straight, like, boom, and she fell backwards. And then they started fighting.
That'll
she
do
recovered.
It, dude. That'll
she
do
recovered.
It.
Recovered. So, just... I was a UFC. I had to watch it in Spanish, unfortunately.
Hey, dude, you got to watch the fights, though. I mean, at least you got to watch it.
The whole thing was in Spanish. And it was fine. It was good.
Awesome, dude. Well, I always miss the fights now because I'm always working, unfortunately. Sadie keeps fucking hitting me up to go to his place. Like, come on, watch the fights.
I didn't get that.
Oh, that's because we knew you were... You wouldn't go, pretty much. Okay, man.
Without you, and I probably wouldn't.
Oh, you're lame, dude. Just go for me, man. You want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
Do it.
This is going to be interesting, dude. Episode number 65. Hashtag, I'll tell you the hashtag in a bit. Actually, no, I'll tell you right now. Hashtag, car fire outside lamppost pizza.
Oh, man, I remember this one.
Okay. Now, this episode, I can't say we spoke about anything.
Me and the great king of Sadie.
Yes. So, this was the day I had gotten in an accident and rear-ended some stupid bitch that just literally hit her brakes literally right when I'm right down the street from my house. So my transmission was going out because of that. Right. So that happened early on in the week. And I think we were recording on a weekend or something that day, a Friday or Thursday. And I was heading to your pops' house in Anaheim Hills. And my car dies on me on the 55 fucking freeway. As I'm set up to meet you guys, because Sadie was going to join us. Thank goodness he was there to join you.
Oh,
this was.
God.
I don't like listening to us. This is the podcast I listened to.
The most awkward.
So funny.
Awkward show I've ever done.
Episode 65 should be named hashtag best episode ever.
We were everywhere.
Because, first of all, I wasn't on it. So it was very entertaining to me. I don't have to hear my voice, but you guys were awesome.
See, the listeners, we...
Listen to that one.
The way I work, and me and Joe work, I'm more of a reacting to what he says. Mm-hmm. So I don't... that's why he reads all the articles. Plus, I don't know how to read. And I react to what he has for me, and then we go off of that.
Yeah.
And when Joe's not there...
And on the same token, Adam is the tech guy. So I'm not tech savvy. So Adam handles that end. I handle the other end. So it works out perfect. But
well,
continue.
When the piece isn't there...
when the piece isn't there...
Like, the transmission isn't there. The car ain't going anywhere. Right?
Exactly, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's different. It's not as easy as working with another... I like Sadie.
Yeah.
Me and Sadie always get along. But he's more of a, just like me, reacting.
The way you guys react. And that's what I love, is always getting your guys' reaction out of anything.
So it was
awesome.
Out of my comfort zone.
Go back to listen to that. They ended the podcast every 5 minutes. And then we're back. And then we'll catch you.
Well, it's like, dude, I read all these comics. Fuck this. I read all these comics. I wrote them all down.
Yeah.
Let's just get it through.
And I don't remember what the fuck you guys spoke about, but you guys put up some articles and we're talking about mermaids. And I don't know. Remember what you guys were fucking talking about. You guys hit everything. And I did call up as you guys were recording just to say what's up and to send my wishes. So technically I was on the show. But you guys handled it perfectly. It was a 45-minute show, maybe.
Yeah.
And you guys hit what the fuck news and just talking and chatting. But it was good. Like, thank goodness you guys get along. We all get along so well, dude, because that was the first 10 minutes of the show. All right, we'll catch you guys next week. And we're back.
We're back with more...
chit-chat.
Movie talk.
And I think it gave you enough time, Sadie, to look up some information on something, which was funny. So, best episode ever should have been titled that. This week we are one man short and the episode falls apart midway. This is your synopsis. Come laugh and listen to some great stories told by Mem DeBuner and El Sadie. So yeah, that episode you hit comic reviews, Arkham Manor number 1, Axis number 3, Deathstroke number 1, Death of Wolverine, The Logan Legacy number 2.
Damn, I read all those.
Which is good, man. And to do it solo, I mean, your reviews that episode was, they were solid.
Yeah.
So, all right, man, that's all I got for what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. But again, guys, it's really worth checking out. Go to our catalog, go to thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Jump into any of these episodes if they sound appealing to you. That's literally what we spoke about. Before we jump into sports, NFL talk, we just want to give a few shout-outs. First of all, to Comical Podcast.
Yes, I was surprised. They are a group of friends of ours that we've known for a couple of years now.
2 years by now, yeah.
A couple of years. And they have a good, they had a great podcast because
Miguel and Justin are the hosts of the show.
And they ended their run. Mm-hmm. And it was real, I wasn't expecting it.
No, I really didn't see that coming in.
I guess they have other, Miguel's going on another podcast.
Yeah.
And Justin's focusing on his comic book.
And they just said they're just both too busy to read, right? Well, Justin said they're both too busy.
Whoa, they read like fucking 30-something comics.
I can read that not as much, not in one night anymore. No, it's working two jobs. Fuck me, dude.
No, that's insane.
So I understand that.
That's good. They read them all, but that's a lot of fucking
comics. So we love those guys. Best wishes to them. We're going to keep in touch anyways. We still chat it up every now and then. We were on their show a year ago, maybe?
About a year ago.
And we never, unfortunately, had them on the show, it was a whole Skype issue with us, and then you're moving here with your lady.
Yeah.
It's just, we have more technical issues as far as
Skyping. That is
Skyping.
Our kryptonite.
Skyping, yeah. My
computer is the kryptonite of the
Yeah,
comics.
We lost a Joshua Williamson interview. That was fucking sick that we hit.
We lost another one, too. Whole show.
Yeah, a whole show. Yeah, as opposed to just an interview portion. But so much love to those guys. Number 2 is the Baked English Podcast.
Yes, our London.
Yeah, our London people. Now, these guys are awesome. These ones, Babblefish and Dead Vinyl, Simon and G, these guys are fucking dope. They heard us when we were up and running maybe 20 episodes in.
Yes.
And they saw something in us and reached out to us like, would you like to join our network? The network is nerdabong.com. And everyone on the site was fucking dope, dude. John Codd is fucking dope. Cheryl Piggymouth is fucking dope. And we still chat with them, dude. And they all had podcasts, and we were part of that network. And this website was a giant network of podcasts and everything.
Yes.
So they had to close shop down.
Yes, it did. And it's sad because those guys were...
Backed us up from the get-go, dude.
We backed each other really well. And you know... things happen, you know, and I kind of figure, like, you know, these podcasts that do stop, you know, I mean, life does get in the way.
Oh, it does. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
we've had a bunch of bumps in the road.
Like,
and then
nights I just started screaming on my way home, like, fuck, I have to fucking record, I don't want to fucking record,
I gotta see Josiah's, that
motherfucker.
Motherfucker
won't leave me alone. Just kidding.
Yo. Yeah, and that's a side joke. Every time Adam says yo, every time I hit him up on Messenger, it's always yo, Adam.
Yo, you misspelled episode. It's ESPIOID. I'm like, Jesus.
Not all
grant
the time.
You, I only copy paste everything.
True. So I'm probably just tired. Anyway, so yeah. But we love those guys. Like, everyone on the site was dope. So they had the Kick in the Pokeballs podcast. They had this Blender for Stories for Slumber.
TV Commandos are still up.
Yeah, TV Commandos, the Couch Commandos are still up. They're still, and Simon said he's working up. Simon said he's working on another show, another podcast. But once he's up and running, we're going to give him some love, some shout out. I still listen to the Baked English Pod, so I'm waiting for, because of the London thing, for some reason, I guess when they get uploaded, it takes a while to download on my Stitcher app. But I listen to them all the time. I listen to everyone on the fucking Nerdbong, just... You know, they always supported us. I always felt like support them.
I mean, they're really good podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. And funny, dude. And the girls, I miss fucking the girls, dude. They're just fucking dope, dude. So, I mean, we wish the best to Comical Podcast and Nerdbong. Simon's not going to go anywhere, dude.
Nah.
And again, Simon, everyone on the Nerdbong network that worked with us and retweeted us like crazy and plugged us. Yeah, we totally appreciate it. It's not like, you know, we got comical podcasts on the network too. So,
yeah, we introduced them to Simon.
Yeah, so that's just the way we are. So yeah, that's all I got for that, man. Antonos, you want to add?
Best of luck, guys.
Yeah, there you go. Totally love it. Appreciate it. All right, man. You want to hit football talk?
Yes.
All right, man. Great games yesterday. I head off.
Yes, it was good.
Okay, so I saw the Philadelphia-Atlanta game. Good game.
Was it a good game?
Morning. Okay. Well, it was a slow burn. The beginning was Philadelphia's defense smoked fucking Atlanta. It was a good game, but Philly's defense, they do have a defense. Minus Carson Wentz isn't the best quarterback at all times. He's not consistent, I guess. So, next game I saw was my noon game, which was a great fucking game. Great game. It was Cowboys versus Pittsburgh, and Steelers lost 30-35. I can't even say I was pissed. It was a great game. Like, that would be like a Super Bowl worthy game.
How much shit did you get? Because I know your dad and your sister.
I did not get a lot of shit. I'm always a man enough. Like, if I'm playing your boys, any boys, you know, my mom's team, my sister's dad's team, brother's team. Hey, good game. Like, that's just me though.
That's Joe. But me on the other hand.
He was kicking tables. He was kicking rocks in our chat.
I was fucking throwing computers around, laptops.
No joke.
And you know what? There's, you know, the last.
That was another great game too, by the way. That was the evening game. The Sunday night game was the Seattle Seahawks versus the New England Patriots.
It's great game. Yeah, dude. It was a great game. You know, I thought we were going to get the pass interference at the very end of the game. We didn't get it, and Seattle beat us, but it's all right. We beat them in the game that really did count.
Yeah, that's true. Back to the Dallas game, not to talk anything bad about Dallas. Like, I saw a lot of calls that were not called against Dallas, although Ezekiel Elliott is a fucking beast running back.
He gave me a lot of points.
And fucking,
gave me a lot of points.
And the quarterback's fucking sick, too.
The new guy.
Dak Prescott. Can't take anything away from that team. Two rookies, and they're playing well. It was just a great fucking game, dude. So I loved it. We lost. Face masking is going to do that. I'm going to face mask your dog right now.
Just kidding.
Oh, jeez. I love how they always do that. Anyways, let's talk about Week 11 games. Thursday, it's going to be Saints. It's a divisional game, 4-5 at the Panthers, 3-6.
This Thursday?
Yep.
Okay, so we're going Panthers versus
Saints at Carolina.
Saints.
I will back you up on that. All right, next one's going to be Sunday's games. Are going to be Cardinals 4-4 at the Vikings 5-4.
Vikings.
I will back you up on that. Next one's going to be Bills at the Bengals. Bills are 4-5. Bengals are 3-4. Bengals are playing tonight, and they're playing New York. Giants. And I don't even know the fucking score on that yet because I have a running back. I have Jeremy Hill fucking in for my running back, and I have Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh,
I need this to win a money league. So I need Bengals to lose tonight. I'm going to go Bills on this game.
Oh, tonight?
Bengals, I need to lose tonight against the Giants. Okay. Next week is going to be Bills at Bengals. And
I need Bills to lose.
So you're going
to
go Bengals? Yeah. You're going Bengals?
Well, I mean, we're not really in any kind of danger of losing it, but I'll go Bengals just making it.
All right, cool. Next one's going to be Bears 2-7 at the Giants playing tonight, and they're 5-3.
I'll have to go Giants. Bears suck, man.
Yeah, they're bad. We'll sweep that one. Next one's going to be Steelers divisional game 4-5 at the Browns 0-10. We'll sweep that one.
Yeah.
All right, Steelers, baby. Buccaneers 4-5 at the Chiefs 7-2. Chiefs defense. Chiefs, I'm going Chiefs.
Defense, man. So right. Good.
All right, I'm down with that. Next one's going to be, this should be a good game. Ravens 5-4 at the Cowboys 8-1. Now, the Ravens defense were able to stop Le'Veon Bell from blowing up. I think they might be able to do the same thing to Elliott. Yeah, so I'm still going to go Cowboys, though. I got to go Cowboys because Ravens are in my division. So
I'm going to go Cowboys the way they played this week.
All right, so totally back it up. Next one's going to be Jaguars 2-7 at the Lions 5-4.
I guess we're on Lions.
I will sweep. Fuck, yeah. We have every game as a sweep, dude. Next one's
going to start winning, man.
And I'll give you the totals in a bit because Sergio's going to be pissed. Next one's going to be Titans 6-3, divisional game at the Colts 4-5. I'm going to go Titans. Though it's at Indianapolis.
I'll go against.
Okay, cool. I'm down with that, dude. Next one's going to be Dolphins 5-4 at the Rams 4-5. I've been going Dolphins a lot this season. I'm not going to stop now. Dolphins.
I need them to lose. I'm going to go Rams.
Dope. That works. Next one's going to be Patriots. 7-2 versus the 1-8 49ers.
Oh, shit.
I will back you up.
Go we'll get him, Brady. Get him.
They're going to fucking kill them, dude.
You know what? I say that, but Seattle, I'm so pissed, dude.
I know, but that was a great game, dude. And that defense is good, though. Next one's going to be Eagles 5-4. So on paper, this sounds like a great game. Eagles 5-4 at the Seahawks 5-4.
I have to go. I'm going to back up because I'm mad at Seattle. I'm going to go Eagles.
Adam. All right. I will go Seahawks only because it's in Seattle and they play really good at home. Next one's going to be Packers 4-5 at the Redskins 5-3. I'm going to go Redskins, dude.
You know what? Green Bay's been
not playing like Green Bay, dude.
Man, Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. I have him in a league, so I'm going to go Green Bay.
Okay, I'm down with that. Monday night's game is going to be Texans 6-3. On paper, this sounds like a good game too. Texans 6-3 at the Raiders 7-2.
Raider Nation, bro.
All of a sudden, it's about the Raider Nation.
Raider Nation.
Adam, okay, I will back you fucking up on that, dude. Jesus. We're straight up going fucking Raiders. This season has been weird and nuts. Now the total so far. Last week you had 9 wins. I had 6 wins, and Sergio had 7 wins.
That was the week I got double points. It's fucked up.
Yeah, so now the totals are, I have 78 points. Sergio has 79 points. Now you have 84 points.
Yeah, I'm still not going to get so much shit.
You're going to get, Sergio's going to start it up.
I told you, I'll just be one under everybody.
You need the help, though, dude. All right, man, we are short on time already for the first half, right? I mean, technically, the second half, we don't have a lot, necessarily.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so that way I can just kill some articles real quick. Do you want to know? Fuck it. Let's do this, dude. 7 undeniable benefits of listening to music.
Okay.
I'm a big music guy, and I've been going through these musical fucking
Yeah, you are. You post all that stuff on Facebook.
Everyone keeps complaining about the stupid shit. Granted, our presidential election, we're not going to hit politics. No. It's a bullshit fucking situation, but people are just fucking bitching and moaning. It's let's work together.
Well, like one of my kids. Oh, who cares? It's only 2 years.
Wow.
No,
it's stupid.
No seventh grader. It's fucking
idiot.
The fifth grader looked at it. We both looked at him.
Awesome.
And we're like, no, it's 4. What? It's 2. No, that might happen in Mexico. But no, here it's 4.
Oh, man. So,
oh, my God.
The thing that always makes me feel better is music, and it's just nice to get away. I like losing myself. So here's 7 undeniable benefits of listening to music. There's power in press and play. Music has the ability to take you back in time, spark a dance party, or set the mood for a relaxing evening. It can also positively affect your life in a very real way. From a happier mindset to more motivation, there's a host of wonderful reasons to get lost in a good tune. Below are just a few science-backed benefits of listening to your favorite songs. Everyone knows this.
For sure. I mean, I will listen to...
Go for it.
Remember Linkin Park barely came out.
That first album was sick.
And
even the second and third.
It reminds me of The Witching Hour from Man Rice because I would listen
Reddit.
To it.
Good.
Unforgiven 2 would remind me of Man Not the Devil.
Good.
So all these
good soundtracks on those.
All those songs are just which brings you back to the world. That was a fucking great ass.
Yeah,
book.
And to get lost in music and books like that is always beautiful, dude. Here you go. Music relieves anxiety. Studies show listening to music can physiologically ease stress and reduce depressive symptoms. Researchers in the United Kingdom even claim that certain songs can reduce anxiety up to 65%.
Oh, wow.
Simply put, music can be the medicine for your mind. Love it already. The next one's going to be, it can put you in a good mood. Yes. No joke. A happy tune can really have you feeling like you're quote-unquote, walking on sunshine. Sorry, says the writer. Research shows that music can elevate your mood and make you happier overall. I had this conversation with my friend last night.
Okay.
And had more conversation with the coworkers today. I was on this music trip this weekend, and songs that, when I was in a bad fucking place, depressed, I'll even say it straight up, when I was depressed, songs that I would listen to like, fucking, you know, slit your fucking wrist type of shit.
Me too, man. It's just like, but that was when my sister got a divorce from my it was like my really good friend. I'd known him for years.
Yes.
And Val always gave me shit for me because I would pick him up and we'd go play cards. It'll be 3 Day Grace.
I love that.
Non-stop,
dude.
3 Day Grace.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, what the fuck? Who broke your heart? His name is Caesar.
Oh my God!
My brother. They broke my heart.
and she got the divorce.
Margo gave me shit too because we would drive by his house. Caesar.
We would drive by his house
because we would go to work and it's on the way. And she's just like, what the fuck's the matter?
Speaking of, I saw Caesar.
Hernandez?
No, Dominguez. About my height, he played football. I think he wrestled for very briefly, but he says, "What's up to you?"
If I see his face, I know who he is.
So listen to these songs when I was depressed or bummed out. Listening to a bunch of those this weekend, as I'm about to crash out, it was weird because it made me see through my eyes back then again, and like now when I'm listening to them, it's like, wow, these songs helped me get through a rough patch. Yeah,
Kryptonite.
Alice in Chains, Down in a Hole.
That Kryptonite song.
Kryptonite's really good.
That was a breakup song.
Yeah, that
makes me cry.
So. Like you said, 7 Days Grace. I hate everything about you. Oh, it's 7 Days, 3 Days Grace. But yeah, I was listening to a lot of great, great music.
Pandora, man, just knows what to really shock me.
Yeah, sometimes the next one it can help you heal. Admit it, you've played Adele on repeat after a breakup. By the way, she's a great fucking singer. I love fucking. Everything from her to fucking Justin Timberlake. I listen to everything, minus country. I'm not a big country guy. Really? Interesting.
Loves.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Science is still part of the same one. Science shows it may help. Research suggests sad music may actually induce positive emotions. So, there you go. A 2014 study found that when people listen to melancholy songs, they experienced more empathy because they connected to the sadness of the music's artist. But experience no quote-unquote real-life implications of the sad event. This in turn can feel cathartic, according to experts. So that makes sense. I really didn't know why, but that's nicely put. Next one can be motivating during a workout. Fuck yes.
Yeah, it does.
I love listening to Metallica when I fucking.
I was gonna do it at the end of your thing. I was gonna say what? Okay, what's your happy?
Oh, go for it. Okay. No, go for it.
So like, happy mood.
What's my...
What's your go-to band?
My go-to band all the time...
For happy.
Would have to be... Led Zeppelin, Since I've Been Loving You.
Okay. I like Blink-182. Always puts me in a good mood.
Blink-182 is good, dude.
Always puts me in a good mood.
I think Alice in Chains makes me feel good. Even though they're a darker, depressing, grunge band... You know what? No, I'll go Soundgarden. Anything Chris Cornell, I love him. So I guess to make me feel good would be Chris Cornell.
Angry music. Not depressing music.
Okay, I would go probably depressing music, Alice in Chains' Unplugged album.
Okay. I would go 3 Day Grace.
Are you talking about love now?
Yeah,
depressing?
Like,
okay, now
when you break up, you're depressed.
Right? Okay, now depressed. Then okay, we could be anything from depressed, like okay. I lost my job.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, so if I'm thinking of a girl, jeez, I Hate Everything About You.
From 3.
I like, 3 Days Grace is still that one. Like I Hate Everything About You.
That's a good song.
I haven't heard it in a long time. I should listen to.
Hey.
But actually, you know what? No, here's one. Candlebox. Far Behind. You have. I'll play some for you.
If you play it, I'll probably fucking
know
what it is.
So anyways, yeah. Oh, how about when you're sad, what's your go-to? Like, if you need a song that's going to make you feel better if you had a bad day. Like, fuck. My chick's mad at me for no reason, and I fucking tripped and dropped my lunch pail.
Linkin Park
still. I'm down with that. Both of those, dude.
The saddest song is probably that one song. I don't know the name of it, but it goes say something, say something. What is it? Say something, or I will. It's like you know the fucking
I didn't watch it. Work out to System or Metallica. System of a Down, I love.
Fuck, System of a Down's good. Jesus. I would have to go Metallica. Everything Behind Black Album.
Dope. Yeah, I would
and
definitely go that.
Unforgiven.
I like Unforgiven 2, dude. A lot of people, it's really underrated, but yeah. Okay, I'm done. Good question, man. Next one's going to be music can be motivating during a workout. There you go. Pumping music may be the key to pumping more iron. Studies suggest that music can boost your workout. It may also help you run faster and better your endurance. Cool. Didn't know that.
I agree.
Next one's going to be it can improve your sleep. This one I did not know. A 2008 study found that listening to classical music, that was what I was going to go into too, like
I dropped my brother off at work yesterday, 2 days ago, anyways, and he jumped in the car and I had classical music playing. And I worked the night before, and he's like, "What are you listening to?" I'm like, "This is classical music." He's like, "No, I know what it is," but he's like, "What? Like, what are you listening
to?" It mellows you out.
Love classical music.
And I do that with the TKs.
Good,
where
good.
We work out in the classroom, and then put your head on your desk. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put on some fucking Mozart.
Good, good.
And I go, listen. Don't talk. Just listen to all the different instruments.
Good, man.
And it just...
See, you surprise me sometimes. As much as you hate these little bastards, dude. But I love it, dude. Okay, so a study found that listening to classical music helped ease insomnia symptoms in college students. And I don't want to sound an insomniac. I just don't get sleep. There's a difference. There's a slight...
I don't sleep. I just don't get it.
I know, yeah, pretty much. Other research also suggests that music can put you in a meditative state. Talk about a nice way to enhance those Z's. Last one's going to be... Actually, no, two more. It's a major performance enhancer. Didn't know this. Mm-hmm. Got a big project. Listen to some tunes. Studies show background music... I listen to music as I'm reading. Can boost cognitive performance on tasks like academic tests. But it may depend on whether or not that music boosts your mood first. Research also suggests upbeat music can help you do well under your pressure.
I do. When I did used to write, I would listen to certain music and it would kickstart my imagination.
Yes.
And I could see
creativity.
I could see everything going on. Okay, it does this, it does that. Okay, here it comes. Shit like that. So I do believe in that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, next one. Last one's going to be music sticks with you. There's a reason those old boy band songs never fade from your heart. Music. I know. I just said I like Justin Timberlake.
I mean, I liked NSYNC.
I like Cyndi Lauper.
I like
Madonna.
Boys.
Michael Jackson. I don't think I was.
What about boy bands? We're talking about boy bands.
If we're gonna go boy bands,
Timberlake does not count.
Okay.
By himself,
I can smoke you on this one because let's go the first boy band. Fucking New Kids on the Block. Straight up.
Oh shit.
That's our era.
That's. I think I might have been a little younger for...
Yeah, because I had an older sister.
Yeah.
So, I mean, actually. So, besides that, though, boy band after that that I actually love, and I'll still go back and listen to them, Boys to Men.
Boys to Men.
Sick.
Just those songs that you remember when you're small.
Yeah.
The Chronic.
Yes, exactly.
My brother, his friend, me, in a small-ass Civic going to Big Bear for a retreat. Listen to the Chronic. Christian retreat, the Chronic, dude.
Awesome.
That's the first time I ever heard anything like
hardcore or a rap like that.
Motherfuckers, and did it. I'm gonna listen to
Suck My Dick.
Yeah, bitch. Like Criss Cross, but that they weren't.
No,
they were not.
They
like,
weren't gangster.
They weren't already. Gangster.
No, no, no. Okay, so funny, but good story because it's true. I mean, even listening to albums and knowing albums, I can tell you what year an album came out. Because of our age. You know?
What about like funk?
Funk, dude. I can do everything, but country is not my thing.
I remember
dude.
the old school albums with the old English old school songs.
Yes, Volume 20.
Yes.
Yes, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah. So those ones were all good, dude. And that should be it. Because okay, here you go. Experts believe that your brain stays attached to music from your youth, like you said, because you listened to it when you were gaining a sense of yourself.
Yes.
Your social connections and the world around you. In a way, music informed your identity. So.
I totally agree. Like,
I love it, dude.
You know, we were lucky enough to see bands.
Yes.
That start like Eminem.
Yeah.
When he was Shady. You know, Slim Shady. Nobody fucking knew. And we were there when that shit was coming about. Linkin Park. When they barely came out.
Walter and I saw them at a fucking free Best Buy in a show at Westminster. I was macking on fucking Chester's younger sister.
Really?
We walk into the mall after the show, and there's some girl, and she's with her friends, and I hit her up. I'm like, hi, I'm Josias. And we're still in high school ourselves.
Right, right.
And I'm like, hi, I'm Josias. Would you like to hang out sometime? How old are you?
Like
I'm like, and this was might have been our senior year, junior year, and it's just senior year, and she goes, I'm a sophomore,
And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, but she's like, but that's my brother. Do you like his band? I'm like, yeah, they sound fucking dope. And then I'm like, just felt like a dumbass after, like, okay, like.
Well, when we went to the Blink, when Bleak came out,
we went to that show.
Yes. Concert.
Yes.
I remember being so goddamn hot. I remember that. You can't forget Offspring.
Love Offspring.
Old Offspring.
I love Bad Religion. I love Social Distortion. I mean, every genre, dude. Rap, hip hop. Love Ice Cube.
Yes, old school Ice Cube. Good stuff, man.
A lot of good, just music. So much is out there, dude. So I'm glad I hit that, dude. I'm gonna go into. I wanted to go into sex facts, but I'm gonna hit something real quick.
Okay.
I wanted to hit 5 reasons why you should talk about sex in your online dating profile, but we'll save that for next week when we have a little bit more time. I have 8 telltale signs that your partner is manipulating you. Now I'm just gonna give the topic.
Hence this nice table.
Manipulating you. Okay, awesome. So I'm gonna go just give you the topics, and then if you want me to dive into the exact meaning or break down small paragraphs of each one, I can.
Okay.
But we can skip over most of them. So 8 telltale signs that tell you your partner is manipulating you. Number 1 is gonna be after your feelings get hurt, you end up apologizing. Do we need to talk about it, or do we need to skip that?
That's like a given.
That's a given. That's number 1 sign. Like, don't be that person in the relationship. Yeah, I'm sorry for you getting mad at me. Like, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Next one's going to be 2. During discussions, they always make you speak first. I'd have to say no for me, because
when we have to talk,
if we have a discussion, you're going to hear my opinions straight up and counter opinions. And I'm going to let you know you're fucking wrong. 3 is going to be they make you feel crazy. Should we jump in that one or not? Do you want to know what that means?
Why are you raising your voice? Like, I'm not raising my voice. I'm not being crazy. I'm talking to you normal. Stop yelling at me. What the fuck?
True. Let's jump into this one. This one's kind of interesting. In the psychology world, this technique is called gaslighting. George Simon, PhD, explains the method in a piece for Counseling Resource, saying manipulators use strong assertions or distort truths in a way that make the victim question their own reasoning. The goal, Simon writes, is to create so much doubt in the minds of their targets of exploitation that the victim no longer trusts their own judgments about these things and buys into the assertions of the manipulator, thus coming under their control. If you find yourself questioning everything you think now, but never did when you were single, your partner may be manipulating you.
Interesting.
Okay. Next one's going to be 4. They criticize you or embarrass you.
No embarrassment. I mean, that's like in front of people or like...
That's in general.
No.
I would say the ex did that.
Embarrass you from like your fucking friends or your family?
No, she would criticize stupid shit like, you work too much. Bitch, you fucking don't give me head enough. So what's the fucking point? Like,
God damn.
I mean, shit. That's pretty much it. But like, that's criticism.
I criticize her. You play too much Facebook games. Like, you pay for a real game. Why not play the game that you actually paid money for? Like, you play monthly for. You play these stupid fucking. We always get in a fight about that.
Okay, this one's gonna be interesting. The next one, 5. You have no say in financial decisions.
No.
I've never gone through that at all.
She has to keep me on check, though, which I need to.
Good, because, I mean, you've told me sometimes where it's like, I can't play as much.
Can't do anything. Can't buy anything.
That's why when I take you to the movies.
Yeah.
Few and far between, when I take you to the movies.
That's free.
And those are great mandates, anyways. They're free mandates. Free. And we get to hang out. Next one's going to be 6. Your friends are quickly disappearing.
It's true.
Just hear your response reaction.
It's fucking true. You have no friends. I have no friends either.
I work too much. That's why I have no friends.
We hang out maybe once a week for sure. We do, maybe twice.
If we're lucky.
If we're lucky watching football. Yeah, fucking moon's aligned. And
speaking of, we have a blood moon out.
I don't want to go check that out.
Next one's going to be 7. They make you feel responsible for their feelings. Let's go on to this one because it deals with a more psychological twist. Most psychologists will say you're responsible for your own happiness, and it really does make sense. So it also makes sense to acknowledge you're not directly in charge of anyone else's happiness. The problem with manipulators, Psych Central says, is that they have a way of turning their negative feelings around on their partners. If they're in a lousy mood, they'll try to find some way to link it back to something you said or did. Forgetting, controlling, that's just selfish. So that's what the ex did too. And again, she's an ex
I'm
for a reason.
I'm guilty of that though, towards her. Like, I'll be like in a bad mood and bring up shit. And it's just because it's, I'm in a bad mood. Then I apologize. So I don't know if I'm being manipulated or just an asshole.
See, when the chick would do that, it'd be like, dude, don't take out your fucking day on me. Like, just straight up, just don't fucking do it. Like, I know what you're doing. Just don't fucking do it, you know? But that's me. That's probably why I'm single. Number 8, they know just when to charm you.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to hear about this real quick? Or do you want to talk about it?
I agree. I mean, it's just like...
Oh, we know what it is.
Where do you want me to take you? Where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to pick you up? What do you want? I want to just sit and play video games and watch football.
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone. I just want to watch fucking football. So, that's all I got for, not sex facts, but a couple.
I liked it. It was good.
Not bad, right? So, those were two fucking lists that I thought were just fucking cool, dude. Don't ask me where I get this shit from. I
like it.
I have so many good articles still, dude. Apparently, I walked in thinking I had nothing for us.
We spent 45 minutes now.
Yeah, just about. It's a good thing I have nothing in the second half. All right, Matt. All right, guys. Commercial real quick.
Christmas is coming, and it's not Christmas if you're not buying your kid.
Yes,
everything.
Guys. Jump on.
TheComicSyndicate.com, you'll find two banners, one Amazon, one Black Prime. If you're buying stuff, you don't want to go to Toys R Us. You don't want to go to fucking Best Buy. Trust me. It's fucking idiots work there.
Yeah. The lines are terrible.
Terrible. You got crying fucking kids. You already have your kid crying. Buy it on Amazon. It's cheaper. If you buy stuff, you click on that orange thing. We get a little piece. Helps us keep the lights on. Helps out gratefully. And thank you for everybody else that has done it. We really appreciate it. And if you want it in 2 days, and you don't... Who the fuck wants to pay for shit? That's stupid.
Yeah.
So get the Prime. 30 days free, you get free books, you get free movies, you get fucking everything, 2-day shipping, even some days, 1 day.
Yep. Sometimes, most of the time.
It'll save money, it'll pay for itself, but if you do try and you don't like it, cancel the subscription. Because Amazon's on you.
Yeah.
So thank you guys that have.
Yeah, really guys, we own, again, the Comic Syndicate, thanks to you guys.
Another year.
Yeah, well, fuck, it's going to come back around again, dude, but I mean, everything else, and each we have to pay for the podcast each month.
Yep.
And we love doing it, dude. And Lupa asked today, you know, are you guys going to break up too? Because so many podcasts are dropping off. It's like, dude, until we say it, I mean, we were in jeopardy of literally closing shop, which I think that one should be coming up soon.
What? That year?
Yeah, that episode.
That episode.
And we'll talk about it when it comes along, dude.
It's not easy, man. I mean, people that do have podcasts that listen to us, just keep doing it. And... Until it's not fun anymore.
That's true.
And if it's not, you know, people worry about numbers, people worry about listeners, downloads. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Me and Joe, we've been friends for years, and we just talk. We're not worried about it. We talk because we like to do, and we hope that other people that do listen to us like it too.
Yeah.
So we're not doing it for like, oh, we're going to make all this fucking money.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, you know, fuck other podcasts.
Yeah.
No.
A lot of podcasts are kind of like that.
Yes.
Dude. But we've met a lot of cool people and a lot of cool podcasts, you know. So, I mean, I totally back you up. Like, we love doing it. And I love rocking this with you because you're funny as fuck to me. And I want people to know how funny you are.
We are funny together, man. We are both.
Well, the only funny thing, compliment I got last week was, oh my God, your pillow. People were strung up on my pillow.
I'm gonna get a bad email from your pillow cheating on you.
Pretty much, dude. All right, guys, go to thecomicsyndicate.com. Go to thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Just subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher. We'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Comic talk.
All
right, man. Let's hit it fucking real quick, dude. Warner Brothers executive says Wonder Woman will win over DC films doubters.
Well, if they're just showing us the best parts of the trailer, I still want to watch it.
It looks better than Superman and Batman v Superman.
I like the Superman Man of Steel.
That was such a bad movie, too.
I cried so goddamn much.
Oh, you mentioned that. That's right.
I cried.
I gave you shit for that.
I'm glad Margot's not here.
Such a little bitch, dude. Oh. Next one's going to be HBO renews Westworld for second season. I hear it's good.
I watched the first episode. It's interesting.
Okay. Next one's going to be Jurassic World 2 to begin filming in March.
Yeah. The first one was okay.
I loved it.
Dude. It was good. It was just something. Like pterodactyls eating everybody, and it was just like, what the fuck?
Jurassic fucking Park, man.
She chases the dinosaur with a...
In her heels. That was dumb, dude. The whole movie, yeah. Next one's going to be Fox eyeing X-Men reboot as Bryan Singer departs.
Well, did you...
Go for it. Whatever you got.
FX having Legion?
Yes. And
so are we talking about Charles Xavier's son?
Yes.
Wow. And it got... No, I mean...
And they're going to go bring in... other mutants.
But I would think it would be more like I would hear about this a lot longer ago.
FX is kind of keeping it under wraps.
Wow.
Because I think they just filmed their pilot and it got the green light from there too.
Okay.
But I'm curious to see how it goes. And FX shows are pretty ballsy.
He needs the hair.
He does. The fucking crazy hair. Like crazy mohawk.
Crazy, yeah.
Next one's going to be Ghost Rider on Netflix, A Possibility, says Gabriel Luna. He's the guy who plays Ghost Rider on the show right now. On Netflix would be cool, but I would rather see fucking not Johnny Storm, fucking the original Ghost Rider, Johnny Blaze, not Dick fucking Cage. Next one's gonna be Doctor Strange tops U.S. box office with $43 million and takes the weekend again.
My buddy that's at work,
I saw it after work Tuesday.
So what did you think?
I liked it. I loved it. It was good. I liked the way the mystical they added to it. Benedict Cumberbatch did fucking great. The origin did stick true to the fucking origin of the story.
The special effects, the way he shields the little stuff.
Everything was nice, dude. I thought it was really good. It was a solid fucking Marvel movie. Like, they know how to bring it, dude. I loved it, honestly.
They know how to bring origins.
Yeah, yeah. Next one's going to be Marvel confirms Michael Keaton as Spider-Man Homecoming's Vulture.
Really?
Yeah. Now, if you've seen Birdman...
Yes.
I want to see Homeboy as fucking Vulture now.
He's finally going to fly, people.
Finally, dude. Next one, we have Marvel announces Darth Maul series from Colin Bunn.
Ooh.
I love Darth fucking Maul. Give me more fucking Sith. And I loved Colin Bunn. We love Colin Bunn.
Oh.
Next one's going to be Elektra, Bullseye, and Kingpin will be running with the Devil in February. New Kingpin... Bullseye and Elektra number ones to spin out of February's Daredevil number 17.
I would like to read a little bit more on Bullseye. I like Bullseye. I like Bullseye, some stories coming out.
Yeah. And last one's going to be a San Diego Comic-Con aiming for new San Francisco convention.
You know what? They did this last year.
WonderCon. No. WonderCon was originally set in San Francisco. But they want to do another con specifically out there for San Francisco. And still keep WonderCon gone. So it's not like they're going to take WonderCon from us. They want to name it something else.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fine.
So just another convention, right?
That's fine.
Keep us with WonderCon.
Yes.
WonderCon's fucking dope as fuck, dude.
I can't wait. It's like in March, I think.
Yeah, go for it, man. Start it up anywhere you want, dude. I have no reviews.
Oh, right. Let's see. I read some old comics this week.
Very cool.
Last week, we talked a little bit of the confidential comic books, and one of them was The Amazing Spider-Man. It's called Sins Past, and it's written by
Michael J. Straczynski.
This guy is a great fucking writer.
He's a great writer, dude. And the last thing I read from him was 10 Grand that I was loving.
Yes,
like,
you did.
Where
love
every time he dies, if he dies in a good way, giving his life or helping people out, he gets to see his wife for 7 seconds. 10 seconds? No, 2 minutes.
Something like that.
His dead wife. And that's a gnarly fucking story. That's beautiful. Even the art was great. But now, I didn't know he wrote this one.
Yes, he wrote this kind of a really dark, twisted story about Gwen Stacy and Parker. I didn't know they were, like, super in love. I thought MJ was always number one girl to bang.
Well, she turned into number one because his number one
died,
yeah.
And so what the writer does in this one is Peter Parker gets this letter, and it's a letter from Gwen that should have got to him a while back, but he barely got it. But it's dated yesterday, so it's kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And we find out that there's these two guys, two villains, trying to kill him. And we find out that they're actually Gwen Stacy's kids. She had twins. Okay. And she did not have them with Parker.
No.
She had them with Osborn.
Harry Osborn.
Harry Osborn. Norman? The father.
Yeah, yeah.
And MJ, Norman Osborn. MJ knew this. And she never told Parker. And right now,
because she was the third wheel.
Well, like, and then they get married.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're my fucking wife. You kind of, like, really betrayed me. You never told me about these kids. And they shouldn't.
Typical woman. I want to keep you for myself forever.
She said, like, you know what? She told me not to tell you, and you should understand because you're Spider-Man. You don't tell anybody. So it's like, you know.
Okay, that's a good point.
That's a good point. But these kids have been aging a lot faster.
Rapidly, yeah.
And it's because of Osborn's blood in them. And Osborn raised these kids after killing Stacy, who threw off that fucking bridge, to hate Parker because they say,
sounds
you know
about
what?
Right.
You know what? Parker's your father. This is like a five fucking six issue story.
It's a trade paperback.
It's a trade back. So that's why I'm going a little long.
No. Take your time, dude.
He trained him to, like, you know what? Parker's your father. He fucking left your mother.
Making him look like a straight-up dick.
Yes. I'm going to raise you to...
Guys do that, too, sometimes. But not as much as women, but yeah.
But he knows that they're his kids. Mm. He knows. And so these guys are after Parker and Peter... Oh, Parker and Spider-Man to kill him because, they, you know, you fucking... You killed my mom. You got her pregnant. And you left us. So there's a lot of hate there. So... what happens? So Spider-Man's trying to get to them to tell them, hey, you know what, you got this wrong, and to try to fix this problem, this aging problem, so they don't die. And Osborn had this serum already ready for him. They throw down, they fight. He fucking pulls out a gun on Parker, shoots. Spider-Man moves, takes
one of his kids.
The daughter gets shot.
Ooh, okay.
And she looks just like Gwen Stacy, too.
Okay.
So he takes her, and the other guy leaves. And he goes into this cave where Osborn told him, hey, if you're ever in trouble, go here. And he has a serum that will stop the aging. Because the problem was Gwen Stacy's blood mixed with Osborn's blood is making... It's fucking up the...
The imbalance.
So he gets balanced. He gets crazy, and they duke it out. They fight it out. And fuck, man.
You said the art was good, Mike Diodato Jr., right?
Yes, yes.
Is the artist? Okay.
It's the artist. And I don't want to ruin it because I want you guys to read it. It's a good story. Just great fucking art, and the twist in this book is dark, but I think it's.
The payoff is good.
I think it's a page turner for you.
Good, man.
So
you recommend it enough, dude. I want to read the fuck out of it now. I haven't read it before, dude.
It's very
and
good.
Michael J. Straczynski, I love anyways, dude. So
good stuff.
All right, man. Very cool. I only have one review. I have two. I'm only going to go through one because I really love this. This one came out last week. I know I never do this, guys, but to be honest with you guys, my laptop. Yeah, I'm kind of down on my reads right now. I have everything set up electronically, ready to... They're downloaded. They're good. But I lost my charger, so no power means no new reads.
Fuck.
But I really enjoyed this title in particular last week. I wish you would have hit it. I'm glad you didn't.
Which one?
Champions number 2.
Oh, so good.
Okay, the writer's going to be Mark Waid. Love this guy as a writer. Humberto Ramos, his art's fucking dope as
fuck. Did you hear about him? Real quick.
No, go ahead. What do you do now?
So he said... I know we're not going to get into politics, but he said, for every state that's red, I will not go to for any cons.
Did he really?
Only blue.
Good on him.
So we're set, so it's good.
All right, we're good. Next one's going to be, next one. Let me start it off. Victor Olobaza is the inker, Edgar Delgado is the colorist. This one pretty much starts off with a new team of youngsters, kids, teens. So we have young Nova, we have young Miles Morales, that is Spider-Man. We have Ms. Marvel, who's a youngster, Kamala Khan. We have Amadeus Cho as Hulk. And Viv.
Viv.
Vision's daughter. This one's really, really fucking dope. It's a bunch of kids, and issue number one started off great. Like, we don't want to be like the superheroes we grew up watching and idolizing. Like, we want to help out. We want to do better than
that. We want to be better.
And I loved that.
It was like a whole, we need this guy, we need this, we need this. Yeah. For the pieces in this team.
And that's exactly what this one is. It starts off with the kids in the woods at a camp out. And it starts off with them, like, literally campfire, eating s'mores and fucking everything. Like, just, you know,
yes.
Trying to talk. Now, it looks like Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel, is the leader, in a sense, of this group. Because she starts asking them, okay, if we're going to be this team, if we're going to be this unit, we need to learn about each other. Like, what do you like doing, Hulk? What do you like doing, Nova? And on top of that, Nova, what are your powers to the extreme? Hulk, what are your powers? Viv, what can you do? Just so we can know, like, if we have a situation that's out of control, we can know how to help each other out in any given situation. So right off the bat, dope that she's doing that. I really loved it, dude, because these kids are getting along, but they're still fucking kids. They're no older than, what, 15, 16? 15?
No, 15, 16.
Because Nova now is probably, Sam is probably about 15 now. He was 14 the beginning of Nova, I want to say.
Okay.
So they're about 15, 16-ish. But this is the point where testosterone levels are rising. And just
two girls, three guys.
And the girls. And the interaction between these kids is really, really fucking dope.
It's fun. It's fucking fun.
It's fun. And Mark Waid is so great at writing these stories, you know. Not just, you know, one-on-one origin stories, but as a team, he always gets it right, dude. He hits all the tones, dude. So now it's pretty much, again, Ms. Marvel telling him, you know, let's trust each other. And including the type of abilities they each possess, you know. I love the title because off the bat it shows how young and innocent they are, dude. Especially the portion where they ask Viv, so what are your full powers? She goes, I have a full grid of everything. I can turn intangible. You know, I can turn myself rock hard. Like, she goes, I'm tapped into everything. And that's when they ask her, like, holy shit, you have Wi-Fi? We're stuck in the fucking woods. All our phones are, like, funny. Fucking, we're lost. And the coolest thing, one of the coolest things about this is, like, they ask her, well, fuck, since you have Wi-Fi, what's your password? And this was beautiful and sad at the same time because her password was, even an Android can cry.
Yes.
And it's fucked up, but, like, what she went through, and I reviewed Vision 1 through 12 last week, and I love the fuck out of it. It makes sense, like, poor girl saw a lot of shit as a young girl. Granted, she's like the Vision.
Well, she wants to be like a girl.
That's the coolest book fucking thing, dude. And you're right, dude. Continue. No, jump on.
No, that one part where
Nova asks her a question, and it's like, okay, let's play. It's like a truth or dare game minus the dare. It's like, ask each other questions, like. And, you know, they're asking each other, like, okay, so.
Where was your first kiss?
And then Nova asked.
Ask her, and then she's all like, well, I fucking, you want to do it right now? Let's fucking.
Okay.
Pull your fucking pants
down. That's pretty much what she said. She's like, I've never been kissed, and I'm curious what effect it would have on my mind or body experiencing something like that. Now, again, it goes back to into the kid factor, first
of all. Right, because, like, okay, we've read at a party.
And we've all had our fucking first kisses, you know? And that's what I loved it. It humanized her. It humanizes each fucking kid.
The innocence.
And that's what it comes down to. That's why I loved it the fuck out of this time. And the art is gorgeous the whole fucking time.
Ramos is a king right now.
I love fucking Humberto Ramos, dude. So to see him do this great is dope. And then they go into ghost stories now. And again, it's the comic about kids just hanging out, learning about each other. Kind of like fucking Stand By Me.
Yes.
Stand By Me? Yeah.
Yeah, Stand By Me. And then the listeners to Nova pushed out.
He puts down on kissing her.
Yeah, so if you guys are curious.
And it's really cool because they're like, okay, Hulk, what are your powers? And he's like, he's very cool. We see somebody in the shadows as this is all going down. These kids, you know, shooting the shit. And Hulk, what are your powers? I don't like this Hulk, but he's kind of cool in this one. Yeah. So they finally ask him, well, how high can you jump? Wow, I'm fucking slurring my words. How high can you jump? And he takes off, and there's a panel where they're just looking at him like, holy shit, homeboy's not going to come back. Cool, well, he's gone. So they go on continuing their conversation. And that's when Sam fucking pussies out a kiss in Viv, which he should have taken. Guys, if you see that look in a woman's eyes, always fucking take it. Yes. But he's a kid. He doesn't know any better. So really cool, because we see this guy in the shadows when Hulk happens to land right back.
2 pages later.
Yeah. Although it was like 20 minutes later, yeah, in essence. And once Hulk lands, this guy in the shadows just blasts fucking the Hulk.
Which was cool.
It was dope. And everyone starts tripping out like, what the hell? Who is that? Everyone attacked this guy. They find the guy who it is that attacked. And it's now young Cyclops. This was really cool because young Cyclops is from the past. Literally teenage Cyclops too. And they're like, they don't like him. You're going to end up to be something really fucked up in the future. So we don't even want you on our team. And they have to talk about it as a team, as a bunch of kids. Like, all right, you stand over there. We're literally going to talk this over.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much them asking Viv, like, find out everything you know on him. And she finds out and tells them, like, well, yeah, he's from the past, came to the future. He can't harm you. His older self is dead now. As far as we know, homeboy just attacked somebody. He tried to help you guys out because he thought you guys were getting attacked.
Yeah, that was a cool part.
Giving up himself, and he doesn't even fucking know us.
Oh, yeah.
So that was cool. Like, they look at him like, shit, like, yeah, like, he's ballsy. And the first person to fucking hit him up is fucking Hulk. He's like, I'm going to fucking tear you apart. Do you know what you just did to me? Cyclops is like, young Cyclops, hey, dude, I'm sorry. My bad. I thought somebody was attacking. And he gets in his face more. And then Cyclops just blasts fucking Hulk again. He's like, just to let you know, I don't like bullies. And I don't like people getting in my face. I completely back that up. I'm the same person. No matter how big you are, if you're going to play bully with me, fuck that shit. Like, I will let you know, don't
fuck with me.
Yeah. So it was great. The bond right off the bat, and I loved it, dude. The art, the writing is great. I'm digging on it, dude.
I liked it a lot too. It was a great book. I'm curious though to see how young Cyclops,
yes, is gonna mesh.
It mesh with Ms. Marvel as, yes, leader.
Yes,
Cyclops is a great fucking leader
as an adult.
As an adult, he's
been this way the whole time, and when he was. When I was reading about him as a kid, he always seemed like the pussy, like, Boy Scout to me. That's probably why.
Well, you know what? Because of the cartoon, and Wolverine always stating that
fact. But even in the comics, in the whole run, he was always, yeah, Boy Scout by the book. Mm-hmm. No, let's not kill her. Let's not hurt him too bad. No, bitch.
Stop begging my wife, Logan.
Yeah, pretty much. But he's always been that guy until he killed Professor X. Made him look like a bad guy.
Bad guy.
Which, his story got so much better. Anyways, so a martyr. Anyways, the whole conversation comes up too between them where it's like, can we even trust this fucking kid? And there's a certain portion too that I loved. He's like, dude, this is like drafting teenage Hitler.
Yes.
And it was that distinct line too. Hulk says it's like, this is what we're drafting. And then they all look at each other like, no, he's a kid like us. Like, he's not going to turn into something if
we don't know about
good people.
Yeah,
yeah. So I loved it, dude. So yeah, book of the week by far. That was last week, and I read a few more, but that's all I got.
The last panel was awesome. Hope.
Okay, so last panel, dude, is as this is going down, it's like, okay, Cyclops, we think you're okay. You can join us on the team. And it's like, Hulk, what do you feel? Hulk, Viv, where are you guys? And we see Hulk on his fucking knees, and he's the Hulk. He's on his knees. And he's macking out. He's got his tongue down to her fucking belly button.
I didn't
making
like it.
Out with her. I didn't either.
I thought it was a slime ball move. I think you know what? It's, you know what, Nova didn't take his chance, and it's everyone's game.
True, fair game.
And she wasn't like, I'm in love with Nova.
Yeah.
And Nova wasn't like, I don't know.
I love.
But I don't think they should be doing this as a team so early.
No, it's like road rules with kids, but then again, it's like a fun road trip too, because like,
well, that's gonna come.
I've made out with friends back in the day where it's like, now they're like best friends, you know.
Well, they don't, it doesn't work. Like, look at Laura, X-23, and Archangel.
True.
And right now in X-Men on
as a team, and that's a younger team, like, too. True. But I love Mark Waid. The way he writes it. He makes it so intriguing, and I love it.
It's good.
So, yeah, I know a lot of people probably talked about it last week, but I loved it. That's all I got for reviews. Anything else you want to hit?
That's it, man.
All right, guys. Go to thecomicsyndicate.com. Go to thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Go to iTunes, Stitcher. Subscribe to us. Hit the like button. Share us. Rate us. Give us 5 stars. 4 stars. 1 star. We really don't care. Like Adam said, we're going to keep doing this regardless.
Just share the pod.
More than anything. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. You guys can catch us next week. I'm here. You can find my boy Adam.
All right, Mendevino on Twitter and
Instagram. You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. We'll catch you guys next week.
Peace out.